we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
I was just trying to convince them not to, because that's not what it's about, and the police are on our side.
In fact, tomorrow, I don't even like to say it because I'll be arrested.
Well, let's not say it.
We need to go.
I'll say it.
All right. We need to go in to the Capitol. Okay.
So, can you take my picture down?
Welcome to the BCP podcast. The voice you heard there was the voice of James Ray Epps and the Gateway Pundit with a phenomenal report today, an exclusive. They have never before released FBI interview, and they've got J6 political prisoner Ryan Samsel exposing Ray Epps for breaking federal law by lying to the FBI, not once, but multiple times. And why is this important, besides the fact that we know that Ray Epps is a government asset, a government plant, a government operative? Is he CIA? Is he FBI? He is something. But this is why this is a big deal. We have our J6 political prisoners looking at long sentences for misdemeanors. Yet check this out. In this audio that's just been revealed, Ray Epps repeatedly lies to the FBI. And lying to the FBI is a crime punishable by up to an 8-year prison sentence. And he does this multiple times. So here's what's going on here. Let's go back to January 2021. Arizona. And this is when Ray Epps returns back to Arizona a few days after the protest or the riot that he incited and keeps getting away with. When Epps returns home to Arizona 2 days after the Capitol event, he calls the FBI, and in a manner that the Gateway Pundit rightfully calls audaciously, he asked a federal agent to remove his photograph from the most wanted list, insisting that he would do anything to assist the weaponized intelligence agency with identifying suspects he believed should be arrested for their actions on January 6th, while providing fabricated accounts of what he did and what transpired that fateful day.
Thank you for calling the FBI. Can I get your first and last name?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry. I'm a little deaf.
Thank you for calling the FBI. Can I get your first and last name?
Yes. My first name is James. Last name is Epps. Edward Paul Paul Sam.
Okay. And James, J-A-M-E-S?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And a date of birth for you?
5/28/61.
Now, right off the bat here, let's analyze one of these lies. And let's analyze this lie courtesy of Ryan Samsel. See, Ryan Samsel didn't know Ray Epps, but somehow Ray Epps kept popping up in pictures and videos that Ryan Samsel was taking that day. Ray Epps appears to have been trying to entrap Mr. Samsel. And Mr. Samsel, J6 prisoner, highlights the very first obvious lie in this very first interaction that we hear in this recording between Ray Epps and the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Ray Epps was yelling that day. He's a Vietnam veteran. I remember him in a crowd yelling to a guy that he was a Vietnam veteran. If he was born in 61, he was 14 years old when the war in Vietnam ended. That's a lie.
The math is mathing. Mr. Samsel is correct. But this is just one of a myriad, plethora, legion, multitude of lies that Ray Epps makes to the Federal Bureau of Intimidation.
All right. And a contact phone number?
When
they first asked him for his phone number, do you see how he stuttered? He gave the first three digits, the wrong three digits. It was very suspicious. This was the area code. That's very odd.
All right, just to confirm that I have that correct, 4855.
Yes, ma'am.
And is that a cell phone?
It is. It is.
All right. And an address for you, sir.
20 Superstition Drive, Arizona.
For those of you listening to this on the podcast, the next voice you're going to hear is Alicia Powell of the Gateway Pundit. She's the one doing this phone interview with Mr. Samsel, Ryan Samsel, J6 prisoner.
Cuz, what kind of name is Superstitious Drive?
I know, what the
Okay, and what federal violation are you calling to report tonight?
Well, my brother-in-law called me and said that my picture is on your website as a person of interest at the Capitol. And I looked it up, and sure enough, there I am.
Now, the picture in question is the picture in which Ray Epps is whispering into the ear of Ryan Samsel. And he immediately, with his wife and the FBI and on speakerphone, tries to save himself and villainize and make Ryan Samsel a victim of his treachery.
And which person are you at the Capitol? Or which picture?
Okay. Can you look? My wife's here. You know what? I'm going to put you on speaker so
okay.
We can look up this. Just one second.
Okay.
Photograph number 16.
Okay. Photograph 16.
Oh, hold on. You're not on speaker. There we go. Photograph number 16.
Okay. And were you at the Capitol protest on the 16th? Or on the 6th, excuse me?
Yes, ma'am. Photograph 16, that is me. And I've got my arm on this guy because he was trying to fight with the cops, trying to pick a fight with the police officers, and I was trying to calm him down.
All right, folks, what we have here is a classic he said, she said. But I am going to probably... All right, my brothers and sisters, what we have here is a classic he said, she said. But if I had to pick a side of who to believe, whether it's Ray Epps or Ryan Samsel, I'm going to side with Ryan Samsel on this one.
Ray Epps never whispered in my ear to calm down. What he said was, don't pull... You got to push, I got people, or wait until more people. That's exactly what he said. And I've challenged the government to this, and I said, well, why don't you have me take a polygraph test and have Ray Epps take a polygraph test? They don't want him to take a polygraph test because he's lying. He's lied about so much.
Okay.
And then right after that, it's like they came out of nowhere and boom, got through.
So that was other people that got through after?
Yes.
Okay, now this is the part I was talking about where Ray Epps tries to make it seem like he was trying to stop something, and then he immediately tries to go in and blame Ryan Samsel, him, and you also hear the voice of his wife as they confirm that Ryan Samsel was one of the people that bum-rushed the police and broke through into the Capitol.
I'm not sure if that kid was among them. I'm pretty sure he was.
I saw the video.
It was the same. Yeah, the same kid.
Broke away from you.
Yeah. I didn't watch the video. I don't remember if he broke away or not. I didn't have a hold of him, really. I was just trying to convince him not to, because that's not what it's about, and the police are on our side.
Remember, this is the same guy that we have seen a million times, upteen times, the day before saying, we got to go into the Capitol. Saying he shouldn't say that because he could get arrested against the law. People call him a Fed. And then now he's calling the feds and saying, I was trying to stop people from going in.
In fact, tomorrow, I don't even like to say it because I'll be arrested.
Well, let's not say it.
We need to go. I'll say it.
All right.
We need to go in to the Capitol. Let's go!
Okay.
Come on.
All right. And is it all right if I put you on a brief hold?
Not a problem at all.
Okay, hold on just one moment, please. Okay, sir, thank you for holding.
No problem. So is it okay if I have my wife here as well?
Yeah, that's fine. So can you tell me what happened when you were at the Capitol?
From where to where? From beginning to end?
Sure, from beginning to end.
Okay, we were down at the rally, and we were telling people that, hey, we're going to go over to the Capitol afterwards, letting people know.
Did you catch that? That we business? Let's go back to Alicia Powell of Gateway Pundit and Ryan Samsel. They sure caught on this we business that Ray Epps is talking about.
It was weak.
Was he talking about we, the crowd? I mean, his son was there, but I didn't see his son next to him.
He never seen his son that day, and his son said that they never seen each other that day. They never met up. So who the hell was we? This is all scripted. He's a paid agitator, and we won't get to the bottom of it.
And then we were listening to the speech, and I noticed a lot of people heading that way.
Here's another big lie. So far, these are not all of them, but he lies about his age, or if that's really his age, that he was a Vietnam vet. He lies about what he whispered in Ryan Samsel's ear. He lies about what transpired when people started bum rushing into the Capitol. And now he's even lying about even going to Trump's speech. Here's a clip from Revolver News that was doing a great job in covering all of this. And this is the Darren Beatty from Revolver News. And this is what he told the great Tucker Carlson when Tucker Carlson was still on Fox News.
He just went to D.C. to defend Trump and to attend the speech on a last minute thing with his son, to attend Trump's speech on election fraud. The only thing is, Epps didn't attend the speech. Epps travels all the way from Arizona to D.C., this big Trump supporter, and he doesn't even attend the speech. Instead, he fixates on this bizarre mission to get everyone to go into the Capitol.
What more proof or evidence do hard-headed people need to realize that Ray Epps is not a victim? He is an operative, a Trump supporter that didn't go to the Trump speech, who the night before told people that, hey, we need to go to the Capitol, and then violently, according to the FBI and the leftist prosecutor's definition of violence, try to get people into the Capitol, yet for the most part, except a little slap on the wrist because of all the pressure. He's gotten away with this. He's got people from the J6 committee, like Adam Kinzinger, thanking him for his cooperation and getting all teary-eyed because people are going after Ray Epps. Because Ray Epps is the enemy. Ray Epps is an operative. Folks, I feel very strongly about this. Let's not forget, I lost my YouTube channel because of reporting on Ray Epps. That simple fact alone confirms to me that the cover-up, the operation is still ongoing to hide from America and the people what happened on January 6th and how this was a false flag, this was entrapment, This was an operation, and Ray Epps was part of that op.
So I hurried up and got in the front. And let me back up a little bit. The night before, I got a call that there was about a, I don't know, they said 1,000, but I think it was more like maybe a few hundred Trump supporters down at some place. I don't even remember the name, BLM Plaza. I don't know what they called
okay.
it, but they told me where, they'd give me an address. So I went down there, and there was a lot of these guys doing, I mean, they were right in the policeman's face, trying to antagonize them and get them riled up. So this is what I tried to do. I mean, I tried to calm them down.
Once again, I feel like I'm saying this ad nauseum, but the guy who the day before was instigating the attack on the Capitol, as the left calls it, portrays himself in his phone call to the FBI as a person trying to calm the crowd.
Guys, you are. Guys, I'm not saying
they
don't
know what they're doing.
I'm going to put it out there. I'm probably going to go to jail for it. Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol. Peacefully.
Fed.
Peacefully.
Tried to let him know that this is not what we're here for. We're here to, because of the Constitution, not the police. Police are on our side. And I probably stayed down there until 1:30 in the evening. And the police are all witnesses for that. Tried to calm them down. Got on a bullhorn once, tried to calm them down. There was some people there that were just raging. I think they might have been Antifa. I don't know.
Tomato, tomato, I don't think I've really heard anyone in America call them Antifa.
They weren't wearing shirts that said Antifa, but, so I left there, you know, people left, so then I left, and the next morning we went down to the Capitol, the place where the president was going to speak, and we listened.
Yet another lie. Remember, it is an offense punishable of up to 5 or 8 years of lying to the feds. He talks about how we went to go listen to the president and then we went to the Capitol. That's not what Ray Epps did. He went straight to the Capitol.
President Trump took the microphone at 12:01 p.m. Trump won't be finished speaking at the Ellipse for another 40 minutes. During this time, a man named Ray Epps was filmed on the streets, directing the crowd to the Capitol building.
As soon as President Trump is finished speaking, we are going to the Capitol. It's that direction. That's where our true problems lie.
When President Trump is done speaking, we are going to the Capitol. That's where our problems
lie. While President Trump is giving the speech that Ray Epps lies to the FBI that he was supposedly listening to, there's video of him not listen to the speech, already directing people to the Capitol when the speech is over. But he's not at the speech listening to it. He's already nearing the Capitol, trying to recruit people to go over there because that's where the problem is, in the Capitol. You know, Mike Pence and the people that want to question the certification, rightfully so, of the fraudulent 2020 election. How many lies are we up to now with Ray Epps? 4 or 5? In the first, 20 minutes or so of this report? All right, let me fast forward to where the other operative, Ray Epps' wife, gets involved.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah, well, my wife's writing something down. I don't know what she's...
You know what, I'm going to interject just because he's not saying it, and I think it's important. The reason why he was called the night before is our 35-year-old son is there, and my husband, Ray, who you're talking to, is a Marine. I mean, was a Marine. And so he called him knowing that he could probably help with that situation. So that's why he went down there. call.
That's really important.
Well, it is. I mean, you've got a military background, so you're trying to calm things down.
Okay, so anyway, so the next day, the same thing's going on. These agitators are going crazy and foaming at the mouth, and I'm trying to calm them down.
We are going to the Capitol, where our problems are. It's that direction. Please spread the word.
Then we get to the Capitol, and there's a fence, and they started shaking the fence and trying to get through and calling the policeman every name in the book. So I went up and grabbed the guy. I put my arm on him and just said, hey, you know, that's not what we're doing here. We don't need this. These guys are on our side. They're doing their job, and tried to calm him down. And then it just blew up. I mean, just blew up. They forced the fence down. An officer fell down, and it was not good. And then it moved on up, and I tried to calm him down there, and it just kept moving up. And then the next thing we know, we're on the top.
Now, for those of you listening and not watching the video here, as Ray Epps is narrating the events of this day, we see a cop fall down. And what did these crazy anti-police J6ers do? They help the cop up. They're concerned about the well-being of the cop. And then we see Ray Epps continuing to what looks like either he's leading or instigating a bunch of people to march toward the Capitol. Wait a minute, I thought he was trying to calm people down. Yet what he's saying doesn't jive with the video evidence of that day.
And there's a picture of me and this group of Marines, and Ray Epps is in every single one of my pictures that I take of myself. I'm like, dude, how's this guy in the background of every show? Like, he was like following me.
Ryan Samsel, as those watching the video saw, there's just like selfies and pictures that he is taking with fellow Marines. And somehow, Ray Epps is in the background of these pictures. Was he being followed? Like Ryan Samsel says, were they trying to frame Ryan as one of the instigators of this? Sure seems like it. And it for sure, we can say that they're railroading Ryan Samsel. He doesn't have access for his defense to all of the footage. And like we saw from the ridiculous and illegitimate J6 committee, they pick and choose different video things to put in the evidence for the prosecution to paint a certain narrative.
Where's your stuff from that day? Well, the FBI has it.
I took all my shit and won't give it back because the little bit that they pick and choose to put in my discovery, I have that, but I don't even have my discovery. I mean, I have nothing.
Now let's go back to that fallen police officer that I showed the clip previously we talked about. That police officer, we can clearly see, is a woman, like an actual biological woman, not one of these mentally ill people with gender dysphoria. An actual female officer falling down. I showed you the people who tried, they picked her up and helped her out. They were not these anti-police people. They were very courteous and aware of these police officers and were concerned for their well-being. That's what other people did. That's not what Ray Epps did. But in his false story, in this lie, he is the would-be hero. It's absolutely amazing that Ray Epps told all these things to the FBI, but we literally have tons of video footage showing the contrary.
He was raging and he broke through. And there was a lot of fish thrown. One of the officers got thrown down and was amongst us. So I went to help. I think it was a female. I'm not sure. I went to help her up and I saw a club coming my way. So I backed off because they thought I was going to hurt her, I guess. I don't know.
When did he went to help her up? Never.
He ran past her. He should be charged for lying to the FBI on multiple things. He lied and said he tried to help her up.
There's a lot more here to this recording, but I want to end with this. This is Ryan Samsel showing us that Ray Epps was an operative, that this was a false flag operation to blame Trump supporters, and that the J6 committee, we know, was in it, in on it, but so are the courts and the prosecutors and many of those police officers that were there as well. Not all of them, but they were operatives as well. Because even though the video evidence shows the exact opposite of what happened in the courtrooms in which they are prosecuting and persecuting our J6 protesters and putting them in jail, they are pushing the lie of the hero, Ray Epps.
Well, also in my court hearing, Caroline Edwards thanked Ray Epps and all the cops at the front. I thought it was funny because they all thanked Ray Epps for trying to calm everybody down and trying to help out the cop when that never happened.
Lies, propaganda, false narratives. And Ray Epps is a key figure in the middle of all of that. What are your thoughts? Please put it down below. Once again, thank you for your support on Patreon, Locals, and Spotify. You make this show possible. I'm curious to read your thoughts, opinions, and comments. Until the next one, ciao, goodbye, God bless. Hold the line. I'll be back tomorrow.
We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.